Kansi. Welcome to the Métis Voices Radio with your host, Dale Haggerty, speaking to you from the Majif Métis Museum, located in beautiful Ravenby, British Columbia, Canada, every Friday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And now, sit back and relax and enjoy Dale Haggerty.
Say welcome everyone, and the Machif language, Marseille, Ikepe Totie, that means thank you for coming or for joining us. And my apology on my Machif, I'm still learning. For those who wish to enter the BBS live chat room, you need to access it by the homepage of the BBS radio. On the left-hand side, scroll down and click into How to Listen. Then scroll down to the Chat Live. BBS My Chat Room. Click in. Choose the drop-down menu. Select the chat room, Chatter Hall. Sign in if already registered or register if not. Tonight, I have the privilege of introducing you my guest, renowned singer and songwriter, Brenda McIntyre. Medicine songwoman. Welcome to our show, Brenda.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good. Good. So, Brenda, where are you originally from? Can you tell us a little bit about your family life while you were growing up?
Oh, that would be interesting.
There you go.
I was adopted at birth. I was born in Calgary, Alberta. That's in Canada for those of you who aren't in Canada. And from there, my family moved to Kamloops, BC, and that's where I really found home. That's in the interior of British Columbia, and it's just the land there has something for me, and I was just back there in the fall, in the summer and fall, doing a tour, and I just love that land so much. And anyway, so I connected very strongly to the land there, but I was raised without any Aboriginal culture or knowledge of my background at all, and was told by my adoption papers and parents that I was Irish and Scottish, which I am, but there's more to that. And I grew up sort of just like your average white family, I guess, in out west, and with good people and a brother, and also adopted. And he actually lives in BC. His name is Doug McIntyre. And after moving to Kamloops, we moved to Vernon not too long after, and I stayed about 7 or 8 years in both places. And in Vernon, both of my parents passed on. And I was only, when I was 15, I lost my mom. And then when I was just about to turn 17, I lost my dad. And things kind of just turned for me. So I went through a lot, obviously, because I was young and didn't know what the heck to do. And then I ended up moving to Toronto because it just was mixed up. And I know that my relatives tried their best, but couldn't find a connection with me, and I couldn't find a connection with them, so I ended up moving here to Toronto with someone that I went to high school with and found the music industry here. That's why I came here. That's why I chose here. Almost went to Vancouver, but ended up coming here because the person I moved here with had lived here before, so I kind of at least knew that she knew her way around here. And from there, I ended up getting my first major record. I guess it was not a full album. It was what they called back then a 12-inch vinyl, right? And I got that out in Miami, and it was playing on Top 40 radio. So that was pretty exciting. And that was that. I guess I must have been 20. So from there, I ended up going into hip hop and reggae, and that first single was a hip hop single. And it's funny because I didn't grow up with that around me at all. I didn't even know what hip hop or reggae or anything like that was. We had two radio stations in the whole town, in both Kamloops and Vernon at the time I was growing up. So it was quite the shift.
You only got three radio stations.
What's that?
I says, I still think they only got two radio stations in Kamloops now.
Yeah,
at least all we hear from up here, so. More.
Well, yeah, so I came to Toronto and discovered this sort of whole new world because it's very multicultural here and there are so many different radio stations and television stations and whatever. The media is huge and the music industry at that time was really booming. For independent musicians like me, it was a good time to start because there were almost no female reggae artists, and that was what I was coming here to do. And number two, I mean, there was really not that many reggae musicians that were really pushing it at the time, but there were a few really good ones, and I was fortunate enough to hook up with someone named, well, he goes by Lionheart now, and you can look him up on MySpace, and he's Lionheart, I think, anyways, he's Irie Band as well. And he and his wife, Charmaine Ox, really helped me. Charm was like my business backbone, my marketing backbone, and helping me to really understand the music business and try and get funding, right? Get music grants and that kind of thing. And her husband, Lionheart, he was there for me in musical ways. Like he had his own band called Revelation back then. And they were doing reggae. And the reason that I liked reggae and was drawn to it is because I've always had a desire to spread a positive message. And reggae allowed me to do that. Especially back then in the 80s and 90s, it was very, what they call conscious music. It was all positive. Well, not all, but a lot of it was positive. And the people that I hooked up with were doing that. And so it was wonderful for me. And I ended up getting a lot out of that, a lot of TV exposure and radio. And I got a song that was on a Juno Award-winning compilation CD as well. So really, really exciting times.
Wow. How long have you been in the music industry?
Professionally since 1985.
Wow.
For a while. Yeah.
Tell us about your music and your healing through the music as well as in your struggles.
That's a really cool subject I love to take on. I have actually on my MySpace right now, and if you sign up you can get the whole song too at my website, which is brendamcintyre.com. I have a backstage area you can sign up for, and I have a song on there called One People that a lot of people are relating to now for obvious reasons, because I think at this time, it's time we all have to come together, and that's what I was discovering, not just through music, but I think because of the struggles that I grew up with, you know, because of being adopted, because of, I was not the cool kid, okay, and, you know, and learning through losing my parents, you know, all of these experiences that I went through brought me to a different understanding probably than a lot of people would have. Spiritually speaking, I didn't have anyone sort of jamming anything down my throat, but mind you, I didn't really have any guidance at all in that area. So the good thing about that was I was able to explore and find myself and my true path, and that is what led me back to my Aboriginal side of things, as well as exploring the Irish background that I have, because I'm really drawn to that as well. And the reason I found out that I'm drawn to all of this was because it's just being connected to the land. It's just being connected to yourself and being real, just being real. And for me, spreading a positive message is what I'm about. And that's what I've been doing ever since I started music in the 80s. And even as a child as well. So for me now to, you know, as soon as I discovered my background, my Aboriginal background, I'm Ojibwe and Odawa, and I'm still kind of researching and trusting the process. But as far as I know, I'm Ojibwe, Odawa, Irish, and Scottish. So learning about all of this led me to the Sweat Lodge, and that's where I ended up for the first time hearing a woman singing with a hand drum. And it was really special and really meaningful for me. And the woman I heard, her name is Mary Lou Smoke. And I speak of her often because I think of Mary Lou as a mentor for me, and her husband, Dan Smoke, as well. And a lot of people probably know who they are in the Native community across Turtle Island because they're in the media, and they're really respected elders in this area from Six Nations. They're a blended, I think Dan is Haudenosaunee and Mary Lou is Ojibwe. So anyways, Mary Lou was singing these songs in the Sweat Lodge, and there weren't that many people singing with her, and so later on I found out they really would love it if we had more singers, and so I started singing in there, and was really obviously spiritual for me because that's a meaningful ceremony of our people. And so I continued, and I ended up getting my own hand drum, and the songs just seemed to come naturally to me. It seemed really easy to learn them. I hooked up with a woman named Zainab Amadahi. I started singing with her. We ended up singing partners we formed a group called Spirit Wind because her group was splitting up for various reasons, and people were just going their own way, and she wanted to continue singing and drumming, and I wanted to start, and she could teach me. She knew a lot of the community songs that were sung around here. And so I learned a lot of the songs through Zainab. And then I remember when I'm really good at getting grants now because I learned from my friend Charm. So I was trying to get us an Ontario Arts Council grant, and we did get it, and to do our first recording in 2000. And we did this CD called Breathing the Wind. So what happened was I heard Zainab singing at one of the practices we were getting ready for the recording, and we were talking about what kind of songs we were going to put on, and she brought out a couple of songs that she had written, and it was eye-opening for me because I didn't even know you could write songs. I mean, I was really new to the culture, and you know, as far as I knew, they were all sort of passed down from ages and ages ago, and I didn't know, from my perspective, it was like, who am I to be, you know, making up songs kind of thing? But I heard the songs that she was singing, and they were really beautiful and meaningful. And, I ended up doing a couple of my own. And what happened was I found it was really easy for them to come to me, just like it was to learn them. It was as if I'd been doing it all my life. And yeah. So I had a really strong connection with the hand drum. And what happened in 2005, after being with Spirit Wind, and it kind of changed, we had new group members and stuff, and I ended up having to go solo because a whole bunch of other gifts were coming up for me, and I started to do workshops to empower women mostly, and hand drumming workshops, but also I went to a place called Thunder Mountain in Ontario for a women's water retreat, and when I came back, my whole life just changed, and I knew that I had to just sing solo. I had to just do this kind of on my own, and ever since then, I've been getting all kinds of songs coming to me, and it's amazing, and blows my mind, and to me, it seemed really simple, and I guess because I came from sort of an R&B, reggae, and hip-hop background, it seemed like these songs were so simple, but what it was is they're just coming straight through from spirit to me, and I'm not writing them. Like with an R&B song back when I was writing a lot of that, I would sit down and sometimes they would come to me full, but not very often. But these songs that I'm getting now for the drum are coming straight. I just sing with my drum and or without it. And if someone needs healing, that's when they'll come. So it's been fascinating for me. And then I guess it must have been in 2005. I'm getting a little old here. My memory is failing. But it was, I think, around the end of 2005, and it was at a ceremony. It was at a solstice ceremony when one of the elders in the community, Joanne Dallaire, I asked her if she would give me my spirit name. And so that's where Medicine Song Woman comes in. And she said it was, she was almost laughing, and she asked them again, and she says, no, that's what they said. And it just seems so obvious, and it fits. And a lot of people think it's a title for me, but it's not. It's my spirit name. And it does say a lot about who I am, though, because I really do dedicate my life to this work. I'm doing it full time, and I love it. I just love it. And so now what happened was in the spring of 2008, which is still spring, but when spring just started, that's when I suddenly got new healing gifts that go with this music. And so now I'm doing distance healing work as well as sound healing, and it kind of goes together. And the way that it seems really complicated, but it isn't. It's very simple for me. It just sort of, the song comes through and I get messages for the person. And it doesn't matter if I'm with the person physically or if I'm thousands of miles away. It works just as powerfully. And it kind of actually blew my mind when I was testing it out, and just, you know, I did some case studies, and people were reporting all kinds of things, like being physically realigned, like feeling their legs moving while I was singing. And it's not like they're hearing me sing. I'm doing that in my living room, and they're lying down, you know, 1,000 miles away or whatever. So it's been really beautiful, and I feel really blessed to have these gifts. So all those challenges have led me to something really beautiful.
I was going to say that I know a little bit of the music, the spirit music is. I had the great honor of going to a Star Lodge ceremony, which is based on an Eastern belief of the Aboriginal people back east, and it was something for me to experience in my life about, because I've collected music all my life. When I was 7 years old, I had my first record. I collected music. I got 10,000 45s and 17 or 1800 LPs, and I mean from rock and roll eras and stuff. And I really enjoy music, but the music that I enjoy when I was listening to that kind of music, rock and roll and Buddy Holly and Elvis and all those, they're just absolutely, that just is an enlightenment into my life. But when you go to a ceremony and you're singing to the spirits and you're drumming, wow. There was no experience like it in my life. I mean, it was something that I never will experience in my life. And every time we go to a powwow, especially when we were on lower mainland, of course, you know my good friend Derek White Sky Cloud, right? Mm-hmm. He is one of the most fabulous voices that I've ever met and had the privilege of singing with and drumming with. He's just tremendous. And so I realize there is a healing process, that you have got a gift and you need to sing through that gift. And that's what I like to hear about. So, yeah, it's really an enlightenment when I hear you saying stuff like this. This is really a good thing.
Well, thank you. I think it's happening too worldwide, with different people, and not necessarily just Indigenous people. You know, it's happening with us definitely, But I think there's just a great healing going on right now. That it's wonderful to see. You know, a lot of people that I talk to are either getting new gifts or getting their old ones are getting strengthened, or, you know, they're going through sometimes hard times, but then something really miraculous is happening at the end of all that. So it's just an amazing time.
So let me tell me something, Brenda. Is it, I know you were mentioning about funding and stuff like this. You are considered a medicine woman, as well. And do you use this to heal people? You're using your music to heal people. And my question is, is it hard to find? This is a time, you know, through the residential school systems and stuff like this. This is a very tough time, because even I'm hearing rumors that are flying around that even though the people that are looking after our residential school systems, they're looking for facilitators to help heal us, some of our elders, and apparently now I've heard that they're trying even to start in a council for the elders to make sure that this is the healing is going to be continued even through after they have gone into spirit, sort of thing. Is it hard to apply for funding or to try to get this kind of work through you?
For me, it is really, I find it difficult, but for a different reason, probably than most people in the community, is because I was adopted, I don't have status. And because I don't have enough information. So for me to apply for funding through, like, I don't even know what my band is. I really don't know enough at all to be able to get funding through the Native community. But I do get some funding through Miswabeg Aboriginal Employment and Training Agency in Toronto. They've been very generous, and I was very fortunate actually to take a course through them called the Aboriginal Entrepreneurship Development Program, and I was actually part of the pilot for that, and it was phenomenal for me. If you wanted to, you had to be able to work really hard and be able to face your demons, so to speak, and, you know, really want to grow and face these challenges and stuff, and it really helped me to be able to try and to do this. I mean, I've been doing this full time, and I'm a single mother, and it's not always easy, but because I was able to take that course through Miswabeg, and they also give me some marketing funding from time to time, I can apply for grants through them. And because of that, I'm able to do a lot more than I would have been able to. And, you know, and it gets me out in the community a bit more. But yeah, it's tough to get into the community, and like I will work with anyone, but usually the people who come to me are women and some men, but most people will be aware spiritually of themselves in some way and really know that they're ready to get themselves healing, ready to move forward in some way and take responsibility for their healing. Because a lot of people too will come, you know, they'll come to a drum circle or something, and it's like going to these seminars with authors like, I don't know, Wayne Dyer or somebody like that. You go to these seminars and people think that once they walk out, they're going to be all better or something. People get sort of misconceptions and it's not something you can learn from a book. If there's one thing I've learned from living this culture, living this way of life, it's that you need to experience life. You know, and your life experiences are what are going to be your teachings. That's what Joanne Dallaire would call your teaching ground, is your childhood, growing up and learning and experiencing your life through even your adult years. And it just continues. And it's all a gift. Sometimes it's really hard to look at it that way, but it's always a gift. And I think it's fantastic that what you're talking about is perhaps going to manifest, that the elders themselves are going to get that healing, because I've seen that the effects of that residential school. And it's not just residential school, you know, it's intergenerational, and there's a lot of healing that needs to take place, I think, amongst our people and amongst many people. And it's just to be able to be aware of it. But for the residential school survivors and the generations after that, I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done. You know, I mean, I see in the media about the money coming and that's all well and good. And, you know, the apology that's going to happen, I think, here in Canada anyways. And that's really great. But to me, what you're talking about is what really needs to happen is the elders, you know, and their families need to get help with their healing.
Yeah, I agree with you. My mom is part of that residential school system, and yet she's been getting awkward letters saying there's not enough information and stuff like this, and it it really upsets me is our leaders, and I'm talking to all Asian leaders, that they're not doing enough to help our elders, our residential survivors. They're not doing enough. They need to be apologizing to them what they're not doing. And this has really upset me very much. I'm a Métis, and my leaders haven't even stepped up to the plate because it's all about their own back pocket money. And I don't care if I get any repercussions from this comment I say, if you're a leader of our Aboriginal people, you should be stepping up in plate and defending and going to bat for us. That's what you're leaders. That's what you are. You've been elected for stuff like this. And you're right. We need healing through the music because that's the way our elders would have healed us. And, you know, so I really like to hear some more. Can you, or are you prepared to give us a little bit of a song?
Yeah, I was going to do that. Yeah, I was definitely going to do that. And I've told a whole bunch of my MySpace friends, hello, if you're online right now, that I would do that. So definitely. So how I'm going to do this is the same way I would do it if I was in front of you. And so I want everyone who's listening right now to just focus your intent on flowing spirit through you, flowing life force and love through your entire system. And you don't have to be visual with this, but if you can, it's even better. And just, and if you need some help with it because maybe you're just having a rotten day, then think of your pet or your favorite niece or nephew or your child, someone that brings really wonderful thoughts and feelings to you, and then hold that inside yourself and also shine it outward and ask for healing, for whatever kind of healing that you need. And it could be physical or it could be emotional. And quite often what will happen after I sing is stuff will come up and you might feel just amazing afterwards. You might feel angry afterwards if there's something coming up. So it's just to be open to it. And quite often people will cry when I'm singing. And that's because really the first release that tends to happen when I do these healings is emotional. It's on an emotional level because we store a lot of emotional garbage and then it manifests itself physically into illness, into pains, and so on. So I'm going to say just focus on the good and focus on that love that you deserve, because we all deserve to have love flowing through us all the time. And what I'm going to do is And I'm not going to use, well, I might even try using my drum, actually, because I think the sound will be okay. And I'm just going to sing what comes off the top of my head. And I'll know when it's done, and then I'll stop. I might say a few words in the middle or in the beginning to get you kind of relaxed. And this is what I do for my healing clients. So I'll start with a meditation and then move forward into a song, and then it ends with a little meditation to bring you back out. And I ask my spirit helpers to come in and help. And I'm going to drink a little water because, and actually, you should drink some water too. All of you who are listening, if you can get yourself some water to drink, because water conducts electricity, and we are almost all water, and we do conduct electricity. That's how our heart beats, for example. So I'm going to drink some water, and then I'm going to start. And actually, I'll say something, too. The elders say that water is the first medicine. So I'm going to have to adjust my headset so I don't blow your eardrums out. Okay, so focusing on love and life force.
Way out.
I want you all to take a nice deep breath in. And then release. And the next breath that you take in, I want you to imagine you're breathing in pink light. And it's coming from Creator, Source, your angels, whatever you want to call that. And when you release your breath, it's also releasing that same pink light. Because when you bring in the healing energy, you can also expand that outward. Imagine all of your blood cells filling up with that, filling up with love, and filling up with life force. Your cells know what you need. So allow that love to spread amongst all of the cells in your body. And keep on breathing with that awareness that you're allowing love and light and life force to flow through you. After that, and then drink some water. And you might notice that you might need extra water in the next couple of days, because that happens. And when you're bringing yourself through any kind of healing, or you're going through a lot, it's really good to drink extra water, eh? Because it will bring you into that healing more, and you'll be able to flush out the toxins that are leaving. So, yeah, I've learned a lot about water, actually, and I should talk about it, because I like to do that. When I went back home in the summer and fall last year, it was a music tour to promote my new CD, Spirit Connection, but it was also a tour, well, it was a couple of things. It was also a homecoming for me, of course, but more importantly, one of the messages I like to spread is that we need to heal the water, and we can do that very easily just by saying thank you to the water. When you're drinking the water, when you think about the water, because when you think about it, we're made out of water. There's water in the air that we're breathing in, that we're breathing out. There's water all around us, and water is life. So if we can heal the water just one person at a time, then we can make a huge difference. Some people may know about Dr. Masaru Emoto. I had the honor of being able to sing for an opening for his lecture in Toronto in 2005. And also we did ceremony at Lake Ontario with him. And the teachings that he carries are very similar to the ones that we do as Native people. And as far as around here, what we do every full moon, there's quite a few, actually, depending all over Toronto, there will be full moon ceremonies for the women. And sometimes men are included as well, because things are starting to change, and we all need to be aware that it's a responsibility for everyone now. Traditionally, it's women's responsibility to take care of the water. And some of you may have heard of the Water Walkers, too, and I keep hearing about them, and I would be honored one day to meet them because they're doing awesome work just walking around those lakes and taking care of them, being mindful. And that's all it takes. So, you know, on an individual level, we think we have to do something really huge, and not always do we have to. It can be just a small action, like saying thank you. You know, I always used to kind of, I didn't like the idea of this prayer at the table thing. I was like, I'm not Christian, whatever. But now I understand what that's about, because I think probably in all cultures and all the ones that I have encountered anyway, there is some kind of a Thanksgiving that goes with mealtime. And, you know, it's not just with our meals, but it brings you into awareness of gratitude. And when you have gratitude, then you can really get into some healing. Because if you can even think about one thing every day that you're grateful for, it can make huge change in your life, and it'll also affect the people that are around you, because you're going to feel better, and then what you're putting out there is going to help other people feel better. So it's always amazing to me how simple the actions can be and how much change we can make with them.
Yeah. It's like having a great positive attitude of being thankful for you're here, you know. And when you're positive and you're passing your positivity energy on to people, and you know, to say thank you, Creator, for this food that you have provided us, and thank you, Creator, for this water that you have provided us. Thank you, Creator, for our air that we breathe. You know, this is what we need to hear more.
It's so true.
Yeah, it's really been really a lightning thing about this, because for a while there, you know, Derek has got me on this radio program, and for a while there, I was veering off my path of where I was supposed to be. And you're really bending me back into that right path, because that's what I'm missing in my life. Is when I was on my path, I was there doing the right things, and you've really given me some real good energy for me to continue on my path, and I really appreciate that. Listen, Brenda, you also, I know you mentioned your website, but I want you to say your website and try to tell everybody, the listeners, to tell them how you can even get your music, and give us a real good introduction to your website, because I really think people need to hear you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, my website is brendamcintyre.com, and I'll spell it. It's B-R-E-N-D-A. McIntyre is M-A-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. And that's brendamcintyre.com. When you go to my website, the first thing you should do is go to the top left-hand corner, because you can sign up for my free backstage pass. And with that, you get free music. You get access to my healing spa online. There's inspirational music videos. They go up first there. And I also do things like I offer every once in a while free services and products as well, so I can do a testing of them, right? And, you know, when I have a new CD come out, or when I have these new gifts that are coming in, I will probably be soon doing some more free distance healing sessions, and you only find out about those by being a subscriber. So it's free to join, and it's on any page of my website, so you can even Google Brenda McIntyre, and a lot of stuff will come up that leads to my website or is my website. My CDs are available, and you just go to my music page, and they're there. And you can also go to cdbaby.com, and you can search for my music there. You can go to iTunes, and I'm on there as well. For CD Baby, though, I've got the CD on special for download. So if you download it, it's only $10 right now. And the CD itself is $19.99. However, too, if you want the actual CD, like if you want a hard copy CD, both of my CDs, I have two CDs. The Spirit Connection, Spirit Connection is my latest one that I put out in 2007. And that one came from actually a vision that I had when I was a little kid in Kamloops when I was growing up there, that I used to have this vision, and it was a symbol, and I've never found it anywhere except in my mind. And I would see this symbol in my mind every day when I would walk to and from school. And I didn't know what it was then. And it resurfaced in 2006 when I started painting. And so I did this painting, and the painting's on the CD cover. It's called Spirit Connection as well. And with painting that painting and doing a couple of the songs that are on that CD, and there's also meditations on there, what happened was a bunch of teachings came through for me, which is unusual for me. I usually get songs coming like that. It's as if I'm channeling them. They just come straight through the top of my head, and there's a song. I was getting teachings that way for this CD. And the way that I just did that meditation, there's a 26 minutes, I think, meditation on there. And there's a couple of teachings as well on breathing and a short meditation. And that's the Spirit Connection CD. So that's my latest one. And it also comes with an ebook, and so does my Thunder Mountain Healing Songs CD. And that's the one that came from going to that Thunder Mountain by Elliott Lake, Ontario, where we had there was a women's water retreat. And when I was there, I got all these water teachings, and also I just got all these spirits were coming to me, giving me songs, and I had a lot of songs coming to me. I had at least 7 when I left that mountain the first time, and then I came back to do a song catching ceremony for a friend of mine, and then I got more songs, and that was a magical CD coming together as well, Thunder Mountain Healing Songs, and it's all healing songs. And on there I have actually one that I recorded on my little digital recorder, because I was just doing what I usually do and trying to do some song catching in my room, and because I have my daughter here, and I don't, you know, there could be outside noises and stuff, but at the same time, I opened my window that day, and I let the sounds be there because it was raining, and the rain for me is really, really special, because I have headaches and migraines. I've had them for years, and when I stand outside in the rain, they go away. And, I mean, it could be raining and I'm inside, but that doesn't do it. I have to be out in the rain. If I go outside and stand in the rain, I feel great. And I was doing that one day, and now I'm veering off into, but I'll go back to the other song in a minute, but I was standing outside in front of my apartment here in Toronto, and I was just soaking wet and just almost laughing with joy because it feels so good in the rain. And this song just came straight through, and I started singing it and started crying, and I was just overwhelmed with gratitude. And so now every time I sing that song in a ceremony, the rain comes. And it's called Water from the Sky, and it's on that CD. And the other song that I was talking about that I recorded by my window, put the recorder by my window, and it was raining. It's as if the thunder orchestrated itself around my voice. It's just amazing. And I couldn't re-record it in the studio because it just would never be the same. There's no way. There's birds singing on it, and it's just amazing. So that's a live song catching, and it's about, I don't know, 7 to 12 minutes long or something. A lot of my songs end up being long because they're coming through as I'm recording them, especially on that CD. So that's my two CDs. And the ebooks that they come with, they're kind of like a handbook to help you to get more healing out of the CD, because they're not just entertainment, as you obviously can tell from my talking about them. And So when you get the CD, you also get this ebook. And if people, for people that don't know what an ebook is, it's just an electronic version of a book. My ebooks tend to be about 12 to 20 pages long. And anyways, there's advice in there about sound healing and how to enhance your sound healing benefits from the CDs. So that's kind of a rundown on my CDs. And I'm working on one right now, actually, in the studio, but it'll probably be coming out in 2009 when I do my book. So, and that'll be called Medicine Song. It'll be a book and a CD. So I'm excited about that project. It's taking time, and I'm trying to be patient, but I'm really excited about it because I'm going to be going back to blending reggae with hand drumming, with soul, and it's really turning out well, and I'm really, really happy with it. Working with a wonderful, fabulous producer, Lisa Patterson at imagineitmusic.com, and she has a studio here in Toronto, and I go in there and I do my smudging ceremony, you know, I go in there with my sage and she loves it because she's also from BC. She grew up in Vancouver area. So I get to have this really beautiful spiritual experience while we're in the studio. And I was told by when I asked for advice from Joanne Dallaire, who is the elder that I usually see about this kind of stuff. And she told me to, she advised me to do the whole thing in ceremony and with spirit connection, that's exactly what I did. I went into the studio and even before the studio, when the songs were coming, anything to do with that CD, I did everything in ceremony. And I think that's why it turned out the way it did. Because I didn't even have money to make that CD, and then suddenly the money showed up. It just showed up. I was the Aboriginal Businesswoman of the Year last year for Toronto. And I didn't know it came with a prize, and the prize almost paid for the whole studio bill. So it's stuff like that that happens because of just following the vision that I have, you know, for spreading positive messages and using the gifts that I have. So, it's BrendaMcIntyre.com, and you can look me up on MySpace and Facebook. I'm there too, and LinkedIn. I'm there as well. So, YouTube. So you can Google my name and pretty much find me anywhere. On a lot of social media sites and that kind of thing. And the thing about being on those sites too is if you write me and you really want to talk to me, I will write you back. So feel free to email me from, you know, MySpace or from my website and I will email you back. And my email is medicinesong@brendamcintyre.com. So that's my little mini infomercial, I suppose. And I guess actually I do have, I have some specials on for my healing as well because it is new for me. I'm offering it for a lot lower prices and I have several packages and that on there and it's BrendaMcIntyre.com/healing. So that's about it.
Yeah, that's, what's that old saying there that spirit moves in mysterious ways? You know, you receiving that funding just at the right time. It's like your guides are guiding you in the right
absolutely.
Path. And it really is nice to hear things like that because it's not like the money is there. It's the money was there for a reason for you. So listen, tell us, Brenda, I know you went through what you can tell us about your future goals are, and you just, you got about 2 minutes to wrap her up and give us little bit an idea of what your future goal is.
Well, I think
I said, not much time, but go for it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I told you about the album, and the other thing is I really want to do this healing, and that's what's coming forward right now, so I have been given this gift of being able to see the energy field of the and just the whole energy system of the person I'm working with when I'm doing this distance healing, and so I really want to do more of the distance healing. That seems to be the my most powerful gift right now, and it involves not just, it's not like Reiki, it's distance healing plus the sound healing, and I email the MP3 to the person afterwards to listen to. So so they can get the healing. So the distance healing is really where I'm going, and definitely my medicine song CD and writing my book about how to find your voice. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm going, and doing this full time. I'm just going to continue doing this full time because I love it and I know I'm supposed to do it.
Oh, that's good.
And if anyone wants to get a hold of me, you can call me at 416-519-SONG, and that's 416-519-7664. So thank you, Dale, too, for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes. Well, Brenda, I think it's time to say thank you. You very much for being our guest on Métis Radio Voices program.
You're so welcome.
We really enjoyed our visit with you, and especially your music. Very healing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in, and our directors and sponsors of BBS radio station for allowing us to present this program to you each week. I have a special announcement today. At this time, there will be a memorial jam session for Patty Mayo at the Legion Hall in BC, Canada, on June 22nd, 2008. That's Langley Legion Hall, British Columbia, Canada. And it begins at 3 p.m. Next week, Friday, May 30th, we're looking forward to having our guest, our very good friend and Métis brother, Claude Aubin. Please tune in next week, same time, starting 7:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. Have a good week. Take care. Until then, merci.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.